Buffalo, Charlottesville, Columbine, Sandy Hook. Whether recent or past, the names stay with us. And now we can add a Super Bowl parade to the list. Kansas City.
There has been a shooting at the parade celebrating the Super Bowl championship. Multiple people have been shot.
No other country in the world has a problem with random mass shootings. Let your legislators know that the average American is fed up. This is not the country we want to live in, and we demand gun control now. She's leading the green wave. Elizabeth Warren is Congress's greatest climate champion, and she's helped pass more environmental legislation than any other member of the Senate.
It's time not only to challenge our country to tackle climate change head on, but also to lead the world in doing so.
The time to stop climate change is now. Vote to re-elect Elizabeth Warren. Spencer Cox. Utah is moving to the middle, but our governor is stuck in the past. He opposes freedom of choice. And Spencer Cox has supported the Red State Rebellion against federal control of our borders.
President Biden could fix most of this, and they're willfully choosing not to do the things that could stop this from happening.
Utah is becoming more progressive every day. Spencer Cox, not so much. This shouldn't be about party politics. Both parties do it. Gerrymandering, drawing congressional districts that make no sense in order to tilt the vote in favor of the party in power in a particular state. Visit change.org today and sign the petition to create an independent commission to draw congressional districts. Being the son of a former centrist governor doesn't mean Thomas Keene Jr. isn't a MAGA nut. His voting record is in the top 10th percentile of far-right Republicans, and he consistently supports every extremist right-wing policy you can think of. His daddy may have been an old-school centrist, but this apple fell far from the tree. Just say no to another term for Thomas Keene Jr.